chapter. 1 Kings chapter number 14. Starting at verse number 21. I want to talk to you this morning a message entitled, In Quest of the Best. In Quest of the Best. I trust that you have a desire for the very best things of God. Do you? How many want the best things God has for you? How many willing to give God the best? In quest of the best. So step with me into 1 Kings 14 and 21. And Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, reigned in Judah. And Rehoboam was 41 years old when he began to reign. And so Rehoboam is on the throne. He is reigning. Skip down with me to verse number 25. The story that happens during Rehoboam's reign is what I would like to talk to you about today. Verse number 25. And it came to pass in the fifth year of King Rehoboam that Shishak, king of Egypt, came up against Jerusalem, and he took away the treasures of the house of the Lord and the treasures of the king's house. Notice what he did. He even took away all. And he took away all the shields of gold. Somebody say gold. What kind of shields? Shields of gold, which Solomon had made. And King Rehoboam made in their stead brazen shields, brass, and committed them unto the hands of the chief of the guard, which kept the door of the king's house. And it was so, when the king went into the house of the Lord, that the guard bare them and brought them back into the guard chamber. What kind of shields were stolen? Gold shields. 150 of them, a matter of fact. Solomon had beat out 150 shields of gold that lined the house of the Lord, that when they went in to do worship, the temple guards would stand there with that gold shield, 150 on each side, a row of 150 soldiers with those gold shields. Those shields are stolen. What kind of shields are they replaced with? Brass. Brass isn't gold. In quest of the best. If you'd like the best God has for you today and you're willing to give God your best, would you lift a hand toward heaven, ask God to be with us here just for these next few moments? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, we commit this service into your hands. Lord, speak to us today. Help us, oh God. And we'll praise you for it. Hallelujah. May the Lord bless you as you're seated this morning. Amen. The prosperous reign of King Saul, or King Solomon, has come to an end. His son Rehoboam, a man that does evil in the sight of the Lord, is now the king. Because of his rebellion against God, because of his apostasy, the nation is thrust into despair, division, and ultimately devastation. And in the midst of his reign, God decides that he's going to judge his people because of their apostasy. And God uses the king of Egypt to judge his people. And the Bible said that the king of Egypt comes into Jerusalem. He besieges Jerusalem and he comes into the house of God, and your Bible says that he takes away all the treasures in the house of the Lord. The Bible even says that he takes them all. He makes sure that he leaves nothing in the house of God. How many knows the house of God is still under attack? I'm glad we still have the house of the Lord, aren't you? And even though the devil's still in business, I'm going to report to you today, I believe there are still treasures in the house of the Lord. Amen. I'm glad for the power and the presence of God in the house of the Lord. Aren't you? Amen. I'm glad we can have prayer and praise in the house of the Lord. But what you and I must understand, the devil still wants to come into our life as the temple of the Holy Ghost and the house of God and take away all the treasures. And we have watched this in multiple congregations and in a plethora of lives as the devil has come in and robbed them of all of the treasures of the Lord, and the house of God is empty. That today we'd say there's no longer any faith, no longer faith in God or faith in God's word. There's no longer faith in the house of the Lord. In some sanctuaries there is no fellowship among the people of God. There's no fellowship between the brothers and sisters there. For some, unfortunately, the devil has divided their family. And we have watched the devil come in and he took part of the family away. Maybe he got the husband distracted on a career or a promotion and he took him out of the house of the Lord. Or maybe the wife gave in to some kind of pressure or temptation and the devil took her out of the house of God. We've watched many, many young people that have had their eyes attracted to the world, and the devil painted such a pretty picture that he come right in and he took part of the family. He took the children out of the house of God. And really, really, mom and dad, if the devil had to choose between the young people and the older people, he'd probably choose the young people, or he'll take anybody he can get. We know that the thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and destroy. But he knows if he gets the young people that it's only a matter of time until the church has to fold up, because he knows that some of us are going to pass off the scene. And with no young people to carry on the work of God, the doors will be locked and the lights will be turned out and something else will be done with the property. And so he takes part of the family. He takes part of the young people. In many lives there's no fire for God. The power and the fire of God is not in that life or in the house of God anymore. Amen. Let it not be recorded of my life nor your life, amen, that there is no faith. Amen. I still want faith in God. Amen. I still have faith in God's word. Amen. I still believe that this is God's word, that it's the antidote for sin. Amen. That it's a lamp and a light. Amen. That it'll cure all ills of society. Amen. I've got faith in God this morning. Amen. I've got faith in God that he's able to heal cancer this morning. Amen. I've got faith in God. Amen. That he's able to reach down in a hospital room. That when we've lifted up that name in prayer in this sanctuary, that he's not limited by disease. He's not limited by distance. But when the people of God get together, he's able to reach down in another locale as we bombarded the throne of grace with prayer. Amen. Sister Barnes isn't here this morning, but I still have faith that God is able to reach down in that house, amen, and begin to turn it around and lift her spirits back up. Amen. She desires to be in God's house, and if she at all felt able, she would be here, and you know it. But if you and I could have faith this morning in God, and faith in his power and faith in his word, do you still believe God works miracles? Amen. Do you still believe the God we serve has all power in heaven and in earth? Amen. I know life can beat you down. I know the devil can try to make you doubt and get discouraged. But sometimes you just got to shake yourself and quit thinking about life and quit worrying about the devil. Throw your head back toward heaven and say, God, I know that you're able. I know that you're able. God, give me faith in the house of God this morning. Let there be fire once again. Let there be fire on the altars of this church. Amen. Let the fire of God fall again. Amen. Let the peace of God and the presence of God so permeate our life that when the king of this world, how many knows there is still a king of this world? There is a prince and a power of the air that seeks to stop me
me and you. He seeks to march right into the house of God. He seeks to march right into your life and take your faith, take your fellowship, take your family, take your fire. I have none of it. I said, I have none of it. I want the best God has for me. I'm on a pursuit this morning. Maybe you don't realize it, but I am on a pursuit. I've got my mind made up. I'm in quest of the best. I want the best God has for me. I'm not willing for a few crumbs, but God said we can have more than that. He said that we, my friend, he would supply all of our needs. He, my friend, said that he's the Alpha and the Omega. He is the Son of Righteousness with healing in his wings. And I've just come to find somebody in this place. I'm in quest of the best. Would you like to make that same journey? Would you find the best God has for you? And so he takes the shields of gold, and Rehoboam says, I tell you what we're going to do. We don't have the time to go through all of the trouble to beat out 150 new shields of gold. Brass is a lot cheaper. It's a lot more accessible, and it's a lot easier to make shields. We'll polish them up so good that nobody knows the difference. And so Rehoboam says, we're just going to continue to have church as normal. And so the next time they step into the house of God, there are still 300 shields. And it looks like they're okay. It looks like nothing is different. Well, those are Solomon's shields on the wall. But a closer look, that if we begin to tap on those shields, they don't ring out like true gold. That when the glistening rays of God's sun begins to glisten upon those shields, they don't shine like Solomon's shields either. And if God forbid we ever have to take those shields down to do war with the enemy, they're not going to fight, endure, or war like Solomon's shields either. This is where the vast majority of the church world lives. It just takes too much time. It takes too much time to have God's best. It takes too much of a price to keep those gold shields. Rehoboam said, if I got to have gold shields on the wall, I've got to fight. I've got to go back to the king of Egypt, and I've got to recover those shields, and now I've got to go to war, and I don't want to go to war. Oh, if the devil can get you in that place right there where you're not willing to fight for God's best, you'll live without it. If the devil can get you to say, well, what I've got is almost as good enough. If he can get you to say, what I've got almost is enough. If he can get you to say, well, it's close. But friend, hear me today. It doesn't sound like God's best. It's not shining like God's best used to shine. And some that are warring with the devil, they're not winning wars like they used to either. Oh, God, give us his best. But in my heart today, amen, I'm willing to pay the price. Amen, I'm willing to pay the price. I don't want a substitute. I don't want some cheap trinket on the wall. Amen, I want the true fire of God. Amen, I've watched many. They've taken down the gold shield of revival, and they've put it back up with the brass shield of attendance. And they say, at least we're here. At least we're still singing the same songs. At least we still got the lights on. But my God, God's got revival for for us. I said he's got the power of God and he's got the fire of God. He doesn't want me and you just playing church. He doesn't want us just trying to limp along and saying, well, we used to have it. Well, at least we used to know it. But my God, in this last day, he's telling the true church, I'll give you my power. I'll give you my spirit. I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. I said, give me the gold. I want the real. I want the best. I don't want a substitute. I don't want less than God's very best. They've taken down the gold shield of excellence and put up that brass shield of acceptance. We'll love you any way that you are. Oh, that's fine, friend. And I have no problem with that. There's a preacher in Atlanta today that is taking his church in a new congregation, a Baptist church, and opening his platform up to things that you and I would agree are reprehensible according to God's word, an abomination in the sight of God. I have no problem leading any sinner to Jesus, regardless of the sin they've committed. I can pray with the lesbian. I can pray with the homosexual. I can pray with the adulterer. I can lead a murderer to Jesus. But this one thing I know, that if they accept Jesus, they're not going back into the same lifestyle. I said it's buried. They're not an adulterer anymore. They're not going to be a homosexual anymore. They're not going to murder anymore. My Jesus didn't die on a cross that we could stay in our sins and like our sins, but he died on a cross because I needed a Savior. He died on a cross to wash my sins away. Give me the gold shield. Give me the gold shield of forgiveness. Not that brass shield of anything goes. In quest of the best. We want God's best. But are we willing to give God? You can hold that shield up this morning and say, preacher, I'm doing well. But when the Holy Ghost taps on your shield, brass doesn't sound like gold. Woo! I said it doesn't sound the same. And so when the Holy Ghost comes in this sanctuary and goes to tapping on your shield, you know it doesn't sound like the praise and the worship. Amen. I can tell when somebody's got a brass shield, because when others are shouting and crying and dancing and weeping in the presence of God, they're worried about the time. They're worried about the stake. They're worried about tomorrow. I say, forget about it. Give me the best. I want God's best. God, I want your absolute divine best. Matter of fact, it doesn't even shine like gold. Your coworkers want to know what's wrong with you. Why don't you have the joy like you used to? They want to know why you don't witness like you used to. They want to know. Matter of fact, sometimes aren't kids the first to know? Mom, what's wrong with Dad? Dad, what's wrong with Mom? You made a cheap substitute. Well, you're still here on a Sunday morning, and I'm thankful for it. And I've prayed a lot for this service here today. But I'm telling you, aren't you tired of just having a gold substitute named brass? Aren't you tired of not having the best God has for you? Aren't you tired of just having a shadow of what you used to have? Aren't you tired of talking about when you used to feel like running and used to feel like dancing and used to feel the Holy Ghost and used to feel the joy of salvation? Aren't you tired of when people say what's wrong? You get defensive and start waving that brass shield. But friend, it doesn't sound right. It doesn't shine right. It's not warring right. You're losing battles. The devil's got you backing up. He is beating you into submission. He has you down and he's ready to snuff you out. But there's still life this morning. And I'm telling you that God said that greater is he that is in you. I'd shake myself. I'd say, devil, you're a liar. You should have took me out when you could, but I'm coming out of here. I'm going to shout again. I'm going to dance again. I want my shield back. I want the best back. I want the best back. So why? What caused you? You fill in the blank. What caused you to allow that gold to be taken off the wall? Oh, it'd been much better. It'd been much better that when the king came to try to get in your house, you'd have kept the door locked. It'd been far better never to let those shields be stolen. Oh, you're not going to help me preach. I'll just go ahead and preach this morning. It'd been better for you never to have brought in those movies. It'd been better for you to never have bought those tickets. It'd been better for you to never have clicked and went there. It would have been better for you to never had to set up that TV and to let the king come right in. But we're not there now. I said we're not there. That's over and done with. Here we are. Now we got to make the choice. Are we going to keep up a cheap substitute, or are we ready to go back for the gold? Are we ready to get God's best back? Are we ready? Are we ready to fight to get it back? Are we ready? You're ready to fight to get your faith back. Are you ready to fight to get your family back? Are you ready to fight to get the fire of God back in your life? Coming back to church on Sunday nights, it's too big a price to pay. It's not worth Wednesday night. I'm willing to hold up this brass shield. I know what I used to have, but I'm content with this right here. And there's nothing any preacher can do if you're content with that brass shield. But if the Holy Ghost taps you this morning and you take inventory of your praise right now, you take inventory of your life right now, it don't sound right. It don't sound like it used to. It don't sound like gold. It don't sound like God's best. It sounds like we're bringing God down to us when God wants to take us up to him. You don't look right. When's the last time somebody stopped you because of the joy on your face? When's the last time somebody stopped you because of that vibrating relationship with Jesus? When's the last time? When is the last time? It's brass. It's a substitute. A lot of people aren't willing
to pay the price to have the best. If you're living without the Holy Ghost, are you settling for less than God's best? If you're living without the fire and the presence of God in your life, are you living without His best? I ask you this question and I'm done. Do you believe God has more for you than you're receiving? Do you believe God has more in quest? In quest, I'm searching, I'm looking. In quest. Some will leave today. You can stand with me. You'll leave this sanctuary today, and here's how it's going to go. You're going to march right out that door. You're going to go to your car. You're going to pop the trunk. You're going to lay that brass shield down in the trunk. You're going to close the lid. You're going to live your week this week. You're not going to pray. You're not going to think about God. You're not going to think about church. You're going to do anything and everything you want to do next Sunday morning. It's going to dawn on you, this is the day the Lord has made. It's Sunday. I've got to go to the house of God. You're going to get in your car. You're going to pull in the parking lot. You're going to pop the lid to that trunk. You're going to get out that brass shield. You're going to come walking back into the house of the Lord. You're going to sit down in that pew and say, "Oh, sing choir, teach me, preach to me, bless me, somebody." You're going to give in the offering. Somebody's going to dismiss in prayer. You're going to go back to your car, put that brass shield back in the trunk, live another week, and you've been doing that for years. Years. I'm asking you, why don't you leave that brass shield laying at your pew and come up around the presence of God today? Say, "God, I want your best. I want to be the best dad I can be. I want to be the best Christian I can be. I want to be the best preacher I can be. God, give me your best. I'm willing to pay the price. I'm willing, God, to pay the price. I want the anointing. I want the best you have for me. Give me the gold, God. Give me the gold shield of your anointing." And leave that cheap substitute at your pew. Say, "God, I want your best." If you'd like to have the best God has for you right now, would you just lift a hand toward heaven? We just wait on the presence.